If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. You're in the baddest biker bar in the investment world, the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone. That's where we get the latest take on stocks, mutual funds, and more from David Trainer, founder and president of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level, and they work their way up. And what they find is that the people who don't work their way up, who give you a top-down, skin-deep picture, are often giving you misleading details. And if it's misleading and that means something's headed for trouble, well, that makes something dangerous. Learn more about how it works by going to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great to chat with you again.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Marqeta.
Danger, danger.
Marqeta. It's ticker symbol MQ. And this is not the first time in the danger zone for the stock. It's not even the second time in the danger zone. You came out against this stock a couple of years ago as it was an IPO. And you came out against it again in 2024. And it's at about the same level now that it was then. It took a significant haircut after that last warning. So now it's on the rise. Is it in the danger zone now because it's been on the rise recently, or is there something else that has us revisiting Marqeta now?
Yeah, no, it's just one of those situations where, it went way down. We thought it was going to maybe put itself out of its misery, but it's back some, and we want to get back in front of investors and tell people to watch out.
Marqeta, we should point out, is a digital payment company. And if I'm not mistaken, the company changed CEOs recently. Now, one of the things that you and I seldom talk about is what's happening with management. Like, you're distrustful of everybody's management as you're reading their numbers. But I'm curious, when you've got a company that you think is headed for trouble and they're going through a management change, how much does that raise a red flag or an extra red flag?
Absolutely, Chuck. Absolutely. When you see turnover in the senior ranks, you know, things aren't good. It's the same thing as true in sports, right? You don't want to be turning over your head coach, if at all, ever. And a company is the same way. It's typically, the sports analogy keeps going. You know, typically when the team's not doing well, you fire coach, you fire coordinator, and they're the scapegoat. It doesn't usually make things better, but it usually reveals that there are bigger problems. So big that the current coach is believed to be taking the business the team in the wrong direction. And that's what we're seeing with Marqeta, right? With declining take rates, declining economic profits, misleading adjusted pro forma numbers like adjusted EBITDA, an evaluation that is just absurd in ways we don't often see.
So let's get into that, because this valuation was absurd when the stock came out of the box. Like I said, you picked on it in 2021 when the company went public, and it came out and got close to $30 a share, if I recall. Now it's trading at about $5 a share. And again, that's up significantly from where it was just a couple of months ago. How out of whack are these numbers, given that this company has been hammered so hard?
Yeah, it's a percentage game at this point, clearly at $5. And we struggle with this. We got a lot of Danger Zone stocks. We just had a meeting earlier this week. Danger Zone and zombie stocks that are trading down below $5 a share, sometimes around $2 a share. It's like, well, should we just close this? Right? Because we're seeing a huge gain and outperformance for a lot of these. Like, for example, for Marqeta, it's outperformed as a short call for us by 124%, right? It's down 84% while the market's up 40%. And so, you wonder, like, how long should we pat ourselves on the back here before we just sort of take it to the house? But it's up 36% year to date. We've seen a big junk run, Chuck. Seen a big junk run in the last couple of weeks with the markets, stuff going up like crazy. So I think it's part of our obligation and part of our mission and New Constructs to just come out and raise a red flag on stocks, as we do, that could be of real risk. And this was one of them. So jumping to answer your question, the current valuation implies that Marqeta will be larger than PayPal. And what they've got to do is improve their margins from negative 26% to 7%, which is half of PayPal's margin. But that's still a huge swing. And at the same time, grow revenue at 30% compounded annually for the next decade. So it's like you're talking about, it's not even a hockey stick. It's like a, I don't know what it is. It's transformation You know, it's like Frankenstein. I don't know, something impossible or ridiculous. And so that would imply $7 billion in revenue in 2034 and $517 million in NOPAT in 2034. It would imply a total processing value of $4.1 trillion, which is 2.5 times PayPal's trailing 12 months total processing volume.
Yeah, and so it becomes impossible because it's not like these guys are going to overtake PayPal, which then demands the question, is there any stupid money risk where somebody like PayPal would say it's worth it to buy Marqeta?
Yeah, you know, the thing about stupid money risk is, you know, how do you ever really predict stupid?
Right.
Stupid wouldn't be stupid if it were rational, logical. So that's why we had to call it stupid money risk. And that mattress firm example, I mean, I think I'll never forget that. Like, that was just, you know, someone got paid something somewhere because that company bought Mattress Firm and immediately wrote off like $100 million or whatever it was. It was absurd. So yeah, I don't really know if there's a lot of value. It feels like a pretty commoditized business now, payment processing. So I don't know. It's not a zombie stock. They've got too much runway. They do burn a lot of cash. Yeah, as I said, the economic book value is negative $2.50. And they got a negative 26% margin right now. So I don't know what to say except be fair.
Well, what we can say is
you can't fix stupid.
And while we understand that you can't fix stupid, you can't guarantee there's stupid money risk that somebody's going to come and bail it out. But what it also sounds like is that this company can bumble along for a long time. And if that's the best thing you can say is like, we've got a long runway before we become a zombie stock, but it doesn't have much in prospects, even if you're not going to short it, which is pretty hard on stocks that trade this low, you just kind of have to think there's no there. Like, there's not a compelling reason to own it, even if there's not a reason to justify fully betting against it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, they've got, at their current burn rate, 8 years of cash. That's what an IPO, that's what an overpriced IPO is supposed to do, especially kind of in the era we came out of, Chuck, when we had all these kind of crazy IPOs and the private equity guys are making so much money. And you know, you've got SoftBank just, you know, with billions of dollars. What they do is they get this high priced IPO. It raises a bunch of cash. Private equity guys sell out over time. So they, you know, they lock in their gains and you've got, you know, I mean, it's a zombie. It's just, it's one of these zombies is going to live for a long time.
Yeah, it's, well, again, there's no there because the economic book value on this one, I'm assuming, is negative.
Negative $2.50.
So ultimately, the no growth price of this stock is how big a haircut from the $5 a share it's trading at now?
That's a negative $2.50. That's the economic book value, is the no growth value. Negative $2.50. So yeah, you know, the math gets funny when you go negative. But yeah, it's 150% below, I guess you could say, the current stock price.
And that's why Marqeta MQ is in the danger zone. It's already experienced plenty of trouble, but apparently it's headed for more. David, great stuff. As always, thanks for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information, to find their most attractive and most dangerous stocks lists and more. And of course, David is here every Monday on the show. But something that's also here every Monday, the big interview. And up next, it's Fritz Foltz from 3Edge. He'll be here when Money Life returns right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.